Hey guys, Rob here from the Big Red Express, and I've just pressed the record button, man. I am out of it, man. It is right now, currently 5 o'clock in the morning. It's 5 o'clock in the morning on Monday morning. I'm about to go play in a golf tournament. It's going to be a long day. This may be the only time I get to sit down and chat for the podcast for the release on Tuesday. I wanted to make sure I waited as long as possible to record this episode because regionals just happened. That's right. Week one of regionals, the South Regional and the East Regional have been completed. We got 30 people, or we got 20 people and 10 teams that have punched their ticket to the CrossFit Games. We're going to be talking all about that and much more right after this, guys. If you haven't done so already, if you wouldn't mind going over to iTunes, pressing that subscribe button, and also if you do that already, give us a rating and a review on iTunes. It helps us out, it helps our sponsors out, and it just, you know what, it makes us feel better about ourselves, and who doesn't like to feel better about themselves? But it gives us a way to kind of gauge that feedback, see what you like, see what you don't like, see if you are enjoying the podcast and how we can make this a better podcast experience for you. Would you like shorter episodes? Would you like longer episodes? Would you like more maybe special guests talking about different topics? We can make that happen, but we got to know if you like it. So let us know. Or if you just want to contact me, it's Robbie at BigRedExpressPodcast.com. Or, of course, rcvbroadcast@gmail.com as well. But like I was saying, guys, it helps our sponsors, and we couldn't do this every single week for free without our help from our sponsors. Got to give a huge shout-out to RX Pro Shop. They are located right across from Grassfield High School in that little shopping center there. Go check them out. They got Fit Aid. They got Red Bull. They've got so much stuff. They've got Born Primitive gear. They've got Phenom Iron Eater stuff. They've got their own personal gear. So much stuff that you guys will want to try. They got Quest bars and much, much more. Go check them out. RX Pro Shop. They're on Instagram at RX Pro Shop. They're on Facebook. Just type in RX Pro Shop. And that's the way you do it. They're incredible. They are great. They've been with us for just over a year. So go give them some love. RX Pro Shop. Got to give you a huge shout out to CrossFit Krypton as well, especially the Ben Smith Blueprint, because if you guys have been following my journey at all, it is all because of Ben Smith and his journey and his programming that I am any fit that I am. I'm not that fit, but I'm a lot fitter than I used to be, and it's all because of the Ben Smith Blueprint. I was doing the Ben Smith Blueprint before he was calling it the Ben Smith Blueprint, so go check him out. Go give him a Facebook like. Go give him an Instagram like. It's just the Ben Smith Blueprint. Use that hashtag. If you want more information, you can contact us or just go over to CrossFit Krypton to find more information today. Burrito Perdido, located on Cedar Road in Chesapeake, Virginia, man, right in the heart of Chesapeake. And that's because it is food that is good for your heart. I'm kind of bummed because, like I said, I'm recording this on Monday morning, and I'm going to be hungry after I go play golf later. So, but they're not open on Mondays. And that's right. They are open from Tuesday to Sunday from 11 to 9. So this podcast drops on a Tuesday. They're open, so you might as well go give them a like, go give them a follow, and of course, go get some great food, guys. They got burritos, chimichangas. Everything is organic. All the veggies are organic. It's local produce and all that jazz. Pasture-raised chicken, steak, and pork. And I can't really say enough great things about Burrito Perdido. They have been with us really since the beginning of the podcast. One of our very first sponsors was Burrito Perdido. So go give them some love. Tell them that we sent you, and you'll get some free chips and salsa. So that's all I got for the sponsors, guys. We're going to dive right into this. Man, the East Regional. And what can I say about regionals? Week one, we learned a lot. We saw some emotional stories. We saw some athletes that we didn't think were going to make it. We saw some athletes that didn't make it that we thought were going to make it. And I'm just going to kind of run down the list of the teams from the South Regional, and then the individuals from the South Regional, then the teams from the East and the East individuals. So right here we've got in first place out of the South. I'm going to do this real quick, so make sure you guys pay attention. Don't want to spend too much time, you know, kind of going over what you guys are probably already know. We got Wasatch Brutes in first place, Salt Lake City CrossFit, Big Friends. The first, actually, I got to make a point. That was the first team, Big Friends, from Latin America to make the CrossFit game since the new regional format. So very big shout out to Big Friends for your CrossFit. It was a very close race the entire weekend in the South Division. So congratulations to Big Friends CrossFit out there who came in third place. CrossFit, Omnia, and Pillar CrossFit. Those are your top five teams going from the South region. We got from the men's side, we got Logan Collins, Travis Williams, Dakota Rager, Elijah Muhammad, and Tommy Venus going to the CrossFit Games as individuals for the men. And for the women, we got Tanel Reed, Camille LeBlanc-Bazinet, Margot Alvarez, Bethany Branham, and Alexis Johnson. Now, I didn't watch too much of the South. I tried to watch as much as I could. I worked pretty much the entire weekend, but I tried to watch as much as I could. And man, this Tanel Reed girl, everyone kind of went into the weekend not really knowing how she and Camille LeBlanc-Bazinet were going to do. They fought it out literally all weekend. It was a show pretty much that they took over. Tanel Reed with a second. This is how, you know, both of them finished in events 1 through 6, respectively. Camille first, Tanel Reed second. There wasn't a first, second, or third that Tanel Reed did not get. So to say that Tanel Reed dominated would be an understatement, because she absolutely dominated. She only had one first place finish in event number 3. And that seemed to be the difference maker, because Camille finished 5th in that event, and it turned out to be the difference maker from 1st to 2nd. But Camille LeBlanc-Bazinet, nonetheless, going back to the games. Glad to see Margot Alvarez back to the games. And, you know, someone that I thought was a big surprise out of the South Regional. And I'm going to say this with much love, much respect, is Elijah Muhammad. When these workouts first came out, and he's a former guest of the podcast, he's a good friend of the podcast. And when these workouts first came out, a lot of people, you know, Elijah Muhammad made it to the games a couple years ago, failed to qualify last year. And I think, you know, when these events got released, it was all about, you know, there's no barbell. It's just a dumbbell heavy regional, which is true. That's exactly what this past regional was. It was a dumbbell heavy regional. You can't argue that, because there were no barbells. There were only dumbbells and boxes and different things that you wouldn't see normally. But you also look at it and you look at the people that are in this region, and it's guys like Roy Gamboa. It's guys like Elijah Muhammad, Travis Williams, who, you know, Travis Williams had a great weekend. Logan Collins had a better weekend. Logan Collins, and I love this illustration. He got first place, did not have a first place finish all weekend. He had 3 thirds, 2 seconds, and a 10th place finish on event number 6. But did not have a first place finish all weekend, able to, you know, squeeze in there and get that first place win, punch his ticket to the CrossFit Games. But, you know, we are missing people like Sean Sweeney, who made it to the games for the first time last year. Did not make it this year. You know, guys just like that. And you know, Roy Gamboa didn't even, I don't know if he went team or, you know, all that jazz. But it's definitely going to be interesting to see how things play. But back to Elijah Muhammad, and I'll move on to the East region here in just a little bit. But Elijah Muhammad, you know, he's very strong. He's known for his barbell lifts, the Olympic lifts, and he's very good at cycling a barbell. So when I saw this, I think it's just a testament to what Elijah Muhammad's been able to do over the last year. And over the last year of his training, over the last, you know, 6 months of his training, and especially since the Open, very, you know, impressive to see what Elijah Muhammad has done, what he's continuing to do, and just how much he's improved from year to year. Love to see that he's going back to the CrossFit Games. Little change of scenery going from Madison, or going from Carson to Madison. So I'm excited to see how Elijah Muhammad does. But that's going to do it for the South Regional. I expect, you know, out of this group, I expect Travis Williams probably to have the bigger games finish. I'm going to write that down, and we're going to kind of follow this up as we go through the regionals, and then I'll kind of give my, as we lead to the games, my top five men, top five women, who I think are going to, you know, make some noise at the CrossFit Games. So we'll definitely be interesting to see how that works out. But we're going to switch... We're going to switch gears to the East Regional, and it's a regional that had a lot of teams, a lot of individuals that were of high praise. We're going to go down the list real quick and then kind of point out what I thought. And then, of course, I'm going to address the PEC issue, from the events. Don't worry. I'll come back to that. All right, your qualifying games, competitors from the team division in the East Regional. We got Team Back Bay, Team CrossFit Milford, Reebok CrossFit 1, CrossFit Queens, and Ocean State's Finest. Then for the women, we've got Carol Ann Reason-Tebow, Katrin David's daughter, Carrie Pierce, Danny Horan, and Chelsea Hughes. For the men, and I don't really think the top two were any surprise for the men. We got Matt Frazier, Patrick Vellner, Tim Paulson, Cody Mooney, and Michael Palumba. And guys, I don't know if you guys followed this at all, but the men's race couldn't have been closer. I think the top 13, I think from 4th to 13th place before event number 1 was separated by, I think, like 13 points or 14 points. Good friend of the podcast, Brandon Domain, was actually there calling the action in the East. So was able to hear him and get some of his insights as well. But man, the East, you got the defending CrossFit Games champion. You got the guy that got third place on the podium. I don't think anyone kind of expected that the 1-2 wasn't going to go there. Patrick Vellner looked very strong all weekend. Matt Frazier looked stronger. Only had, two finishes outside the top one. That's right. He won 4 events, got 2nd in event 2 and 3rd in event number 4. Vellner literally right on his heels. One of the events that Frazier didn't win, he got 1st, and then he was right behind him in event number 2. But man, what an event, guys. I want to give a huge shout out to Cody Mooney. We did it on Facebook already and Instagram, but good friend of the podcast. He was down here for a summer a couple years ago for CrossFit Krypton and was helping coaching. And great to see the work that he's put in and the work that's been able to pay off for Cody. So, Cody, hats off to you, man. Congratulations. We got to get you on the podcast. Before you head out to Madison, if you're ever in town, hit us up. We'll make sure to get you guys on. But the biggest... I don't know, guys, and I was debating whether or not to talk about this. I had dreams about this, and like I said, I'm recording this at 5:15 in the morning, so give me a break if I seem to struggle a little bit, but the issue that I need to bring up is all the pec injuries. We had, out of the 40 regional competitors, we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8... We had 8. They either had to withdraw or they did not finish the workout. Started the weekend out with Alex Vinault, with that unfortunate news that he was not going to be able to compete because of a torn pec muscle in his right pec during ring dips when he was testing out the workouts. Come to find out that was just going to set the stage for what happens later in the week. All these athletes after event number 1 and event number 2, a lot of athletes could not even finish the weekend, couldn't even finish the day after those workouts. We hated to see Lucas Parker. We hate to see athletes such as Albert Dominic LaRouche, Christian Harris, Nick Palladino, and just all these guys, and Chase Smith, of course, that are top athletes. They're athletes that are at the top of their game that have to withdraw because of a pec injury. And I look back and I wonder, and obviously you think to yourself, man, it's got to be something, you know, how are they training? Why are they, you know, why are they getting hurt? But then you look over at the South Regional and you didn't hear that. It was just in the East where you really heard about the mass amount of, you know, pec injuries right after those, that ring dip workout. And, you know, you had a couple of people pull out. But that wasn't until later in the weekend. I think Michael McKenna was the only one that pulled out in the South Regional after day number one. But nonetheless, guys, I think it's one of those things where you got to look at it, and it, I don't think it's anything to do with CrossFit. I don't think, you know, CrossFit Games has to justify themselves about why there were so many injuries. But you have to wonder, is it the training? Is it the workout? Are athletes just not prepared for the type of workout that, you know, they were able to do? Had they not been practicing ring dips? Had they not been practicing things with their chest muscles? I don't know. But it was scary because you saw a lot of athletes that are top athletes that have been to the games, CrossFit Games veterans, have to tap out on really the one of the biggest stages of their life. And a lot of these guys make CrossFit their career. And it's unfortunate when someone gets injured. It's unfortunate when something doesn't go the way that they want it to. But at the same time, you got to sit back and you got to think, man, this sucks. Some of the athletes, and I don't think you're going to get a lot of athletes that, you know, in the coming weeks, and I think this kind of sets the stage. You may not see as fast at times as you did, but at the same time, you may. We got a lot of good regionals coming up, but I needed to address it because I saw it as a wake-up call, I think, for the CrossFit community. I think for the CrossFit Games, and I'm not saying, you know, Dave Castro's got a mind of his own, and he can kind of do what he wants, and he's obviously established that. But at the same time, I think it's very important that we understand that don't take your training for granted. You know, make sure you guys are doing everything and anything you can to make sure that you are giving the best opportunities for you to stay safe in your training. And I'm not saying that any of these guys that got hurt were, you know, relentless and were reckless in their training. No, these guys are the top athletes in the world. They train for this. It just unfortunate. You saw a lot of injuries. You saw a lot of pec tears, in this workout. Unfortunate. I don't know if it was the combination of, you know, doing the, you know, going from, you know, that run and then the weighted handstand pushups. You had 48 handstand pushups earlier in the day, and then, you know, kind of coming back to, you know, going on and, you know, I don't know. It was just weird to see right from the 48 handstand pushups to all those ring dips to 45 ring dips. And maybe that's what threw people off. Not trying to bring this podcast down, but you got to wonder, is the programming correct on that? Did it have something to do with the dumbbells? I don't know. There was just so many injuries, and you hated to see it. It was very depressing to see all these athletes that have worked so hard for so long, and then it stopped here. They got to wait another year before it happens again. It's going to happen. I don't think we've seen the last of the pec injuries for CrossFit Games. I think it's inevitable. Unfortunate that it happened to so many athletes this past weekend at the East Regional. But yeah. Want to say congratulations, bring it back up to end this thing. Want to say congratulations to every single athlete who qualified for the CrossFit Games. Former guest of the show, Patrick Vellner. We're going to have Cody Mooney on very soon before he heads off to Madison in August. Want to give a huge shout out again to Elijah Muhammad. Also another CrossFit, Big Red Express, former guest. We'll make sure we post those interviews throughout the week so you guys can catch up when we talk to them. But guys, thanks so much. A week one is in the books. Week number 2 coming up next week. You know, I'll have the full line. Hopefully not as many pectoral muscle tears or pops or dislocations or all that jazz next week. Hopefully we got some more safe athletes. And man, I'm excited. And I'm excited for next week. Don't get me wrong. But in 2 weeks, the Atlantic Regional. I'm not going to be down there. But if you are, you better let us know. Send us pictures. We'll use them. We'll get your insight. We'll get some, you know, special reporting down from Atlanta. And we want to know how you guys are enjoying it. I'm excited to go. And I'm excited to watch all my friends and all the people from CrossFit Krypton compete. We got some exclusive interviews from those athletes from CrossFit Krypton coming up in the weeks, in the next couple of weeks leading up to the regional. So, guys, stay tuned. Thanks so much for listening. Until next week, we're going to say good luck to every rest of the regionals. Congratulations to the 20 individuals and the 10 teams that qualified. Especially a big shout out to Big Friends for being the first Latin America team to qualify since the new regional format, guys. Thanks so much. Have a great day. Have a great rest of your week. Enjoy it. Stay safe.